Our contemporary reading is an excerpt from the poem of Aaron Waddell titled, God's Grace is an Ocean. God's grace is an ocean, an endless sea of infinite love, a cosmos unto itself. It surrounds you, embraces you, warms you, like the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, like your mother's loving arms, holding you, bringing relief. Grace is only ever given, never bought, never earned. Every mystical experience is a remembering, ancient knowledge now returned. What greater gift is there than this smallest blessing? Our scripture reading is taken from the 8th verse up to the 17th verse of the 86th chapter of Psalms. We are reading the NRSV English Translation Updated Edition. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and bow down before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the insolent rise up against me. A band of ruffians seek my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the child of your maidservant. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. In these human words, God's word is heard.
May these words inspire us and challenge us. Thanks be to God.
So welcome! Happy New Year! Ayan, yun sabi ko, mapagpala at mapagpalayang 2025. Amen? And Merry Christmas sa Eastern Orthodox calendar. Kasi Pasko pa pala ngayon, no? Nauuna yung Western Christianity, but Eastern Orthodox are still celebrate or just celebrated Christmas. No? Nasa season of Christmas pa sila. Ayan. So Open Table MCC each year has a guide that has a guiding theme. So palagi taon-taon meron tayong guiding theme. Hindi ko alam kung kailan nagsimula. 2017 siguro, 2018, yun yan. So one of our themes in previous years was, Lord, teach us how to pray noong 2021, year 2021. Pandemic pa, papalabas pa lang ng pandemic. And then the following year, 2022, ang tema natin was, I will rebuild you, says the Lord. No, year 2022. Ano? Ah, okay. Sige. Punta ako doon. Wait. And then for 2023, I will tend to you like a garden, says the Lord. No? With the verse Isaiah 58:11. And then last year, ano ang tema natin last year? Ano ang tema natin last year? I will establish you. I will pour out my spirit and I will establish you. Sabi. Oh, may gardening din tayo. Ano yung gardening natin? 2023. No. Gardening. Year of 2023. So, having a yearly theme is a way to dedicate, guide, and to frame our year to the different ways that God is present and revealing God's self to us in our church community. Spiritually, and personally, I take this as God telling our community where is our growth or change area. Kumbaga sa coaching, diba? Ito yung area of growth mo.
Yeah. Opportunity.
Diba? Opportunity for growth. So for this year, ano? Grace. Yan. Paalala sa mga bakla, grace. So for this year, based on the majority of the congregation who answered the survey, assessment survey last year, Affirmed by the ministry council and approved by the congregation, our theme for this year is grace. And the Bible verse for that is John 1:14a and 16. No, next week. Tama, next week ko yata ipapaliwanag yung verse natin. Okay? But for today, I just want to deliver a message. It's not even an interpretation for today. Kasi feeling ko proof texting ako today. Sa mga ano diyan. Seminary geeks dyan. No? Yeah, medyo evangelical proof texting ako today. So, I will deliver a message today on how we should think about God's grace metaphorically. So, simulan natin. So, dapat next week pa ito, pero ichika ko lang din kasi kailangan for understanding. Okay? Ano nga ba ang grace? Hindi siya junk food. Okay? Grace, at least for now, let us think of it as God's loving kindness. So, pag sabing grace, God's loving kindness. Now, if we want to be literal, in terms of scripture, or the context of scripture, grace is good favor or delight. Like how a king, a monarch, positively favors or delights with a servant. Pero of course, dahil MCC, tsaka ang monarchial. Diba? Hindi natin bet masyado mga monarchial. Kahit na mahilig tayo manood ng ano, manood ng The Crown, diba? Or Bridgerton. Ganyan. Grace can also be delight. No? Delight. Yung natutuwa ka towards someone without no specific reason. Not crush. Hindi yun yung ibig ko sabihin na. Nade-delight ka towards someone without no specific reason, no? Natutuwa ka sa kapatid mo simply because kapatid mo siya. Natutuwa ka sa bilang anak, or bilang magulang, natutuwa ka sa anak mo or nanay mo kung ikaw yung anak. Hindi dahil may ginagawa siya or silang something for you. Natutuwa ka lang, nadidelight ka lang simply because. Yun yung grace, one way of understanding grace. So let us prefer and refer to grace to be loving kindness. The loving kindness of a parent to their child, loving kindness of a lover to their loved one, and the loving kindness of a best friend, a beshiwap, a beshi. What we also need to know about grace is that it is freely given. So, I cannot claim na lahat ng Kristiyano yun. Pero parang majority ng Christians, pag tinanong mo about grace, anuman ang sekta o denominasyon yan, grace is something that is freely given. It is never earned. It is never something you work for. Okay? Kaya actually, the best relationship that will describe grace, at nabanggit ko kanina nga yung best friend, is friendship or community. I delight in you and love you, hindi dahil magkadugo tayo or dahil jowa kita or gusto kitang kimehin. I delight in you and extend my loving kindness to you for no reason, no other reason, other than I choose you to be my friend. Or I choose to be with you in community. So lastly, ito, last. Mga intro pa lang to, no? Siniset ko pa lang yung stage. Lastly, akala nyo tapos na, sabi ko lastly. Lastly, let us understand grace as God's power. Okay? In other theological mga chika, mga diskurso, grace is also defined or called as God's power. Okay? The power of the Holy Spirit is grace. The blessings we receive are graces, no? Loving kindness from God. No, yung mga ano nga nating kapatid nating Methodists, no, Methodist siblings would even have categories for grace, no? Kinategorize nila yung grace. Na para bang different kinds of power. Diba? Ano bang power mo? So sa Methodists, meron silang different kinds of grace. No? Prevenient grace. Yan. Justifying grace. Sanctifying grace. So, iba't ibang klase ng grace. Ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos ay hindi power to destroy, overwhelm, or dominate. God's power in one Christian understanding is loving kindness. Ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos ay kabutihang mapagmahal. Amen? So I want us to think about grace first as symbolized by water, tubig. Water has been universally significant to all religions and spiritual traditions. Malalim at mayabong ang kahulugan at paggamit sa tubig sa iba't ibang pananampalataya. And then Diana Butler Bass in her book Grounded says, and I quote, God is the one in whom we swim. Now, God is the one in whom we swim, sabi ni Diana Butler Bass. She further says that, and I quote, many shrines, temples, and cathedrals were built over springs and ancient healing wells, including famous Christian sites like Chartres Cathedral and Lourdes. We can also find a lot of water stories in the Bible. Maraming kwento ng tubig sa Bible. First of which is the Hebrew creation story in Genesis 1. In the beginning, the Spirit of God hovered. Hovered. Ano ba Tagalog ng hovered? Tumutang? Humulto? Nag-glide? May movement, di ba? Pumaibabaw. Pumapaibabaw. Hovered over the waters of the deep. You know? So yung sabi, the Spirit of God hovered over the waters of the deep. And so, before anything at all, water and spirit was already there existing with God. Wala pang light, may water na. The slaves passing through the water twice, the first time being delivered from their Egyptian oppressors. And the story of Jesus at the well. Nung nakikipagligawan si Jesus, balak umiskor ni Jesus sa well. No? May mga nakakaalam na nun. Okay. And then the stories of Jesus calming the storm and walking on water. And Jesus turning water into wine. The first and fundamental sacrament in Christianity that almost all Christians share is about water, no? Baptism. And today nga is the Sunday of baptism of our Lord and the official end of Western Christianity in terms of Christmas. Today we will also renew, speaking of baptism, today we will also renew the baptismal vows of our new ministers, our new members, as they are formally and ritually received into the congregation. So life on earth and indeed humans cannot exist without water. Human civilizations have evolved and developed besides great rivers and coastlines of oceans and seas. Ang ating katawan mismo, our body, is filled with water. 70%, tama ba? 70% of our body is water, according sa nurse. Scientifically speaking, we now know that life started not on land, but on water, in the deep primordial oceans of the young earth. It was only much later, after millions upon millions of years and evolution, that animal life crawled out of the water and into dry land. So I want us to think about grace as water. No one can live without it. All of us are mostly composed of water. Everyone came from water and needs water. Everyone came from and because of grace. Everyone needs grace. Now, let us think about grace. Dito talaga magsisimula ang sermon ko. Now, let us think about grace not merely as water, but specifically as an ocean. But not just an ocean, all seven oceans of the world combined. Ganung kalaki at kalawak, kalalim ang grace ni God. Our contemporary reading by Aaron Waddell says, God's grace is an ocean, an endless sea of infinite love, a cosmos unto itself. End of quote. There is no way that you, as an individual or any group of people, can own the entirety of world of the world's oceans. Kaya nyo ba? Pwede nyo patituluhan ang tubig, ang karagatan. Diba? Walang pwedeng magmay-ari at mag-control ng isang malaking karagatan tulad ng West Philippine Sea or mag-control ng lahat ng karagatan sa daigdig. No, and it's actually in the law, in international law and in local national laws, meron na hindi sinusunod, meron lang to up a certain measurement, diba? And then international waters are free navigation for all. No? So therefore, tulad ng karagatan, walang iisang pwedeng magmay-ari, mag-control, or mag-claim ng grasya ng Diyos. The grace of God, and to some extent, divinity, holiness, spirituality, cannot be owned or controlled by one single church denomination or even one religion. It is arrogantly foolish to attempt or to say so. Anyone saying it either do not fully understand the enormity of God's grace, of God and God's grace, or alam niya, alam naman niya, pero gago lang talaga siya. Para paniwalain at manipulahin ang mga taong nabudol niya at patuloy niyang binubudol. So lesson one for today, and to start our series of grace, no single church or religion, not even the entire human race as a whole, can exclusively own and control God's grace in the same way that no one can own and control the oceans and the seas of the earth. Number two, if walang nagmamay-ari sa mga karagatan sa mga tubig nito, then it should be freely available to all. Tama? Tama. The oceans of the world, and indeed the rivers, the lakes, the springs, should be available and accessible to all. Similarly, God's grace, like the waters of the world, should always be available and accessible to all who seek it and need it. And even if, kasi meron naman, even if there are those who would control the access to grace, similar to the access to water, water will always find a way and clear a path. Father Richard Rohr, a beloved Franciscan mystic, wrote in one of his books, and during his conversation with Oprah, said that love is like water. Always seeks the lowest place. Remember what is grace? Grace is God's loving kindness. Grace is inseparable with love. Like water always flows, hahanap ng daan, and will always flow and seek the lowest places. Similarly, God's grace will always find or create ways and paths to reach those in the lowliest. Hahanap at hahanap ng paraan at daan ang grasya ng Diyos tulad ng tubig para dumaloy at umagos pababa sa mga pinakaaba at inaaping nasa laylayan at paanan ng lipunan at simbahan. The psalmist, binasa natin kanina, the psalmist in our scripture reading declares, "For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol." In the Hebrew Testament and Jewish religious perspective, Sheol is the deepest part of the earth, the land of the dead. And here, the psalmist says, by the way, Sheol hindi siya hell, ha? Some preachers would conflate that ano, pero hindi siya hell. Wala siyang apoy. Okay? If we stick to the Old Testament, the Hebrew Testament. So, Sheol is the land of the dead. And here, the psalmist says that the love of God is steadfast and went down to the Sheol to deliver the psalmist out of it. Ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ay humanap ng daan at paraan para hanguin mula sa kaililiman ng Sheol ang salmista. God's grace will always reach out to those in the deepest and lowest parts of humanity and creation. Those who need God's grace the most. No pastor, priest, bishop, or pope can prevent or stop God's grace. The church did not stop God's grace from abolishing slavery. The church did not stop God's grace from uplifting women and women's rights, both in the church and in society. And in the last 60 or more years, the church, the different many churches, did not stop God's grace from reaching out and ministering to LGBTQIA+ people like water that came from the oceans becoming a storm and whose name, pangalan ng bagyo, is Stonewall. The rain of Stonewall fell upon those who have been denied God's grace. Kaya huwag tayong magpaka-gloomy and give into what may seem to be a doom and gloom of our present times. Actually, we are living in the best time of the human race. Alam ko din paniwalaan yon. But imagine living, kahit nga 100 years ago, imagine living 100 years ago, walang hot water. Walang vaccines. Walang cancer treatment. Tapos, patayan ng patayan sa Europe dahil sa religious differences. So let us not, huwag tayong magpaka-gloomy and give in to what may seem to be the doom and gloom of our present times. Despite acknowledging that there are terrible things happening right now in California, in Palestine, in Syria, in many other places, even in our own country. We acknowledge all these terrible things. But let us be reminded, history shows us that God's grace and people's commitment to justice are long-term historical projects beyond our lifetimes. Sabi ko kanina, hindi napigilan ng mga kung sino man ang pag-usad ng women's rights. Hindi napigilan ng mga kapitalista ang labor rights. Of course, binabaka pa rin natin. But if you study history, you will see, sabi nga ni MLK, it bends ever towards justice. It's a long-term project. History shows us, ulitin ko lang, history shows us that God's grace and people's commitment to justice are long-term historical projects beyond our lifetimes. God's grace over time erodes landscapes of injustice and oppression like tides that carve even the stone-made islands. It has, it does, it will. Now, let's go to the personal perspective, personal life. Ang grasya ng Diyos ay palaging hahanap ng daan at paraan para maabot ka sa iyong down and lowliest moments of life. Kahit na minsan lang naman, hindi naman always, minsan yung mga down moments mo ay dahil rin naman sa mga kagagahan mo at maling desisyon sa buhay. Na minsan, paulit-ulit. God's grace will seek you out. Like how the psalmist says, will seek you out from Sheol. God's grace will seek you out from the lowliest moments of your life, even if you have caused it yourself. Meron tubig na hindi man mareresolba ang lahat ng problema mo or agad-agad, pero merong tubig na magbibigay lakas at tapang sa iyo para magpatuloy muli. How God's grace never gave up on this church of Open Table MCC. In all of our lowliest and ugliest of times, how God's grace, like rainwater, nourish and refresh this lowly church, like dry land, to give it new life. So our second lesson about grace for today and for our series is God's grace is like the oceans, the seas. It is and will always be available to everyone. And even if someone wants to wall it in, the ocean of God's grace will always find a way to reach the lowliest. Number three, last. God's grace. Yes, God's grace is the collective of all water on earth. All the oceans, rivers, lakes, springs, waterfalls, and even groundwater below. And even the theorized pa ba to? Oh, may evidence na. Wala akong balita eh. May theory daw na merong oceans under the mantle of the earth. Ha? But we can even say that God's grace is even bigger than all the waters of the earth. Sabi nga nung contemporary reading natin ni Aaron, God's grace is a cosmos in and of itself. Which simply means hindi natin kayang ubusin at arukin. We cannot exhaust God's grace. While the ocean is and should be available to all, it is to be respected and even revered. You cannot be arrogant against the ocean or against any major body of water. The ocean is dangerous to those who think that they can tame and control the ocean. In the same that God's grace is something that cannot be tamed. In ancient times, there were a lot of superstition about sailing the seas because sailors know how dangerous the seas and oceans can be. But let me qualify. Seas and oceans, rivers and lakes are only dangerous for people. Sino ba ako? Sorry. Ayan, okay. Bodies of water are simply the way they are. Okay, so oceans, rivers, and lakes are not dangerous in and of themselves. Bodies of water are simply the way that they are. And natural forces dynamically move them. The forces of the seasons, the changes that affect and influence the waters, the tides, the gravity of the moon. Water becomes dangerous when we do not take the time to know it before sailing into it or before using it. Ang karagatan at tubig ay nagiging mapanganib lamang pag hindi natin ito kinikilala at inaalam ng maigi bago natin ito puntahan, languyan, o bago gamitin at inumin. Danger, true danger, is not on the water. Danger is the attitude of humans who come approaching it with stupidity and arrogance and greed. So is the grace of God. God's grace is never dangerous. God's grace is always available. And in certain situations, it is the one that reaches out to everyone and everywhere like rainwater. Pero it is arrogant of us if we think we can approach the grace of God arrogantly and with abusive attitude. Mahalintulad ko lang ito. I'll use another metaphor. Sabi ng mga parents natin, mga tito-tita natin, ewan kung naranasan nyo na ito, pag nag-outing ang family, huwag kayong lalayo masyado. Diba sabi? Pag nandun kayo sa beach, huwag masyadong lalayo. Dito lang kayo sa mas malapit. Pag masyadong maalon, huwag muna mag-swimming. Tama? Higit sa lahat, ang paalala ng maraming matatanda, huwag pupunta sa dagat pag nakainom, lalo na sa gabi. Tama? Pero merong mga teenager or even adults, older adults, na minsan matitigas ang ulo. Lalo na yung nakainom. Nag-iinom nung gabi, biglang nagkayaya ang mag-swimming para magtanggal ng amats. Ending, may nalunod. Another example, at marami nito sa Pilipinas noong 80s at 90s. Barkong maglalayag sa gabi, overcapacity. Minsan, hindi lang overcapacity. Overcapacity na nga, nag-decide pa rin yung kapitan or whoever na bumiyahe sa gabi kahit meron ng news na may paparating na bagyo. Overcapacity na, malakas ang alon, nag-decide pa rin maglayag. Kaya naman daw, kasi malaki yung barko. Ending, lumubog at maraming namatay. Yes, God's grace. God's loving kindness is accessible and available to all, like the oceans and the seas. It is life-giving and life-nourishing. Like the oceans and seas of the earth, God's grace sustains life on earth in so many different ways. The seas and the oceans are responsible for the weather and temperature of the world. It also produces much of our oxygen. Ano yung oxygen natin? Majority of it pala ay galing sa ocean at galing kay sino yung kalaban ni Squidward? Ay, sino to? Si Plankton. Do you know who produces our oxygen? The planktons. Phytoplanktons. And they are in the oceans. The oceans also absorb much of the carbon in our atmosphere. Oceans and seas are major sources of food and energy. But it becomes dangerous and catastrophic. Not because it is evil or intends evil, but because we approach it with our human arrogance, stupidity, and greed. We must know not God's limits, but our limits as humans. We must appreciate with reverence God's grace like the oceans and the seas, how it has and continue to sustain our life. Huwag nating abusuhin ang grasya at pag-ibig ng Diyos simply because it is always available and freely given, tulad ng tubig na andyan lang sa ating paligid anytime we want it. Besides, while God's grace is inexhaustible, like the oceans, we only experience and receive grace from one another. We only receive and experience grace through one another. We humans, as imperfect and fragile pipes, alulod, of God's grace, have limited ways of extending grace. Gets natin? Medyo running sentence siya eh. We only experience grace through one another, but we are fragile and imperfect alulod of God's grace with limited ways of extending grace. We cannot continually abuse each other as channels of God's grace. We must clearly know hanggang saan lang tayo pwedeng lumangoy sa karagatan ng pag-ibig at grasya ng Diyos. And if we want to sail further out into the sea, we must study and learn like sailors and fisher folks the proper ways of the sea and the knowledge of the winds, the seasons, and the tides. Like the sailors and fisher folks who have reverence for the ocean and the seas that gives life and purpose to them, we must respect and revere God's grace for what it is. For what it is, the source and sustainer of life, and a powerful source that is inherently good and beneficial, reaching to the lowliest, but not something to be abused or disrespected. So in summary, three lessons for today of God's grace in the metaphor of water and oceans. Number one, grace is like an ocean. It is water. No one can own or control it exclusively. Number two, grace like water in the oceans and seas should be freely available and accessible to everyone. God's grace like water will find or create a way to reach out the lowliest places and peoples. And it will carve out injustice in this world. Finally, God's grace, like the oceans and the seas, cannot be abused. We have heard it said, in closing, narinig nyo na ito, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But I think we can also think about it and say in this way, from the oceans we came, and to the oceans we will also return. After all, are we not made mostly of water? Remember that you and me, we are all water that came from the ocean we call God. Grow and mature in God's grace, and as God's channel of grace, because someday you and I will return to God's ocean of grace from whence we came. Amen.